The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
In just a few short weeks, the City of Perth will have a new Lord Mayor. It will be a fresh start for what has been a tumultuous time. Part of the city's recovery was also to appoint a brand new sparkly CEO, Michelle Reynolds. Michelle, welcome to the program. You've been in the role for just over a month now. What's been your first priority?
Well, hello everyone. My first thank you. It does still feels new and shiny. My first priority really has been to get in and understand the business that the City of Perth undertakes, and really amazing how much work and how much effort goes into ensuring community has amenity, is safe, is all of the things that a local government does, plus being the capital city for this state. So it's really illuminating for me to see just exactly the scope of what is on offer in this city, which is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that's the beauty of the fact that things have been quite bad for quite some time. So I guess the future looks very bright. Now, for people that may not be familiar with your background, you came from Rottnest, right?
Yes. I was the executive director at Rottnest for a number of years. So, and that was actually, many people have asked me why I would leave Rottnest. Well, I mean, in some ways, they're very similar, Rottnest and the city, in that everyone has a view and everyone owns a little, it's in our DNA. We hold Rottnest dear and we hold our capital city precious to us all.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess one big issue that will be the focus for yourself and the new council when that is sworn in next month is this issue of trust. How do you plan to rebuild trust, not just with, you know, your ratepayers and the people that live in the city, but I guess for all West Australians, that we can put our trust in the City of Perth moving forward to turn it back into the jewel in the crown of our state?
Well, that's actually one of my key priorities, is obviously to support an incoming council to ensure they have all of the tools and everything they need to deliver for community. But from the administration's perspective in building that trust, looking at the inquiry into the City of Perth and really taking action against the recommendations, and looking at making sure the foundations of good governance are really in place within this organisation.
What are some of those key findings out of that very expensive inquiry into the City of Perth? What are some of the recommendations that are high on your to-do list?
Well, there's a very large focus on audit and risk, and I think that's where my past experience also will really build on that, to ensure that we look very carefully at what we do and how we do it, and we're fully transparent as well. I think actually that's one of my observations of the local government sector, is that the information is actually all there for community, and we just need to make sure it's in a form that everyone has access to and can easily understand.
Yeah, for sure. I guess one thing that has been probably the focus of a lot of people, probably specifically the media, is the safety within the City of Perth. Is the City of Perth still asking for state government support to restart the funding operation of Heat Shield to get more police on the beat throughout our city streets?
I think city safety is an issue for everyone, and I'm so pleased to see that the city and particularly police work so closely. And actually recently I had an opportunity, I've had several opportunities to go into our surveillance centre. So the city actually contributes about $8 million a year to city safety, and more recently topping that up with additional security services, and obviously the police are stepping in as well. So again, it's really about that collaboration. And when you see it on the ground, those city safe officers and everyone working together, it really does give you great confidence that we really have it. The front and centre is community safety, and that's for everyone.
What are some of the, I guess it's all well and good having new police on the beat and having more security. What are some of the interim measures you are taking at the moment to ensure that people want to come and visit the city, to go shopping, to grab a drink at night, to make it safer? Because I think a lot of people at this point in time would say, I don't want to go there after dark because of the homelessness issue, because of the violence issue. What can we do to either change the mindset or clean it up?
Well, there's a lot of things that can be done, and one of the things I've noticed having been to the surveillance centre is also people taking some personal responsibility. Yeah. So when you're with your mate and they're, you know, it's one of those rules, if your mate's a little bit under the weather, how are we looking out for everyone? Indeed. So I think as a community, government organisations, local, state, federal, mm-hmm. all have a part to play, but equally community has a part to play to say, well, what do I need to make sure that I'm safe and others are safe? I think safety more broadly is also about activation of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we really enthuse the day and nighttime economies? Because having a lot of people around makes people feel safe just within themselves anyway.
Yeah,
so there's been a few developments around lighting, around some infrastructure adjustments to really make sure all of those issues are addressed. So it's never a single response. It's a collective response, and it's one that looks at a whole range of different opportunities to invigorate, vitalise our city, and at the same time, keeping it safe.
For sure. Obviously, one thing that's probably been front and centre since you took over the role last month is the Lord Mayor race. What's your feeling on it? Have you met with the candidates? Are you allowed to meet with them? Like, what's the protocol there?
Well, we are in what we call a caretaker mode.
Sure.
So from that perspective, we really are looking at building everything we need to make sure the incoming elected members have everything they need. I've been watching from a distance. It's most appropriate, I think, that I maintain that distance for the time being. But I can say I'm very impressed with the calibre and the enthusiasm of all of the candidates who are running. And we really can't wait. We are impatient to get going.
Yeah, for sure. October 18 can't come quick enough.
Exactly.
Interestingly, there's just one specific proposal that I guess has really sparked an interest for me is one of the candidates, Di Bain. She's proposed for a committee to decide on conflicts of interest, which anyone that's followed the council closely over the past couple of years would know that that's a bit of an issue. Is that even feasible? Will her ideas for a conflicts committee that she said would establish a process for managing all conflicts be best practice for governance? Or will this slow down the council decision-making process?
Well, I think conflicts of interest were really at the part of the inquiry into the City of Perth, and I think anything that gives transparency to community is great. I think anything that also enables that clarity for elected members, because it is a very complex space that we operate in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, being recently introduced to all of this, is that there are overlays of rules and regulations and policies, and so I think clarity for all would be wonderful.
So would you like to see almost like a subcommittee just to make sure that there is a lens of credibility over all decisions that are being made?
Well, there is already, and so what I would hope is any good suggestions on ensuring that is robust,
mm-hmm.
and that if there's any improvements to be made, then absolutely.
Now, we spoke about Rottnest before. You turned that into a shining light of somewhere where people want to visit. Are you taking anything that you've learnt from there and applying it to the City of Perth? How can you encourage more people to get into the city and be a tourist in our own backyard?
Oh, and, you know, that was my learning for Rottnest as well, is that we have treasures all around us. And I think, although COVID has been devastating and touched most of us, that some of our learning is how very fortunate we are.
Mm.
I think my learnings from Rottnest were very much about everyone has a view and you have to hear it, and that being open to comments, feedback, criticisms is critical if you want to really look at your business objectively. I also think my other major learning was view the world from the visitor's perspective or the business's perspective or the resident's perspective, because then you truly understand what it feels like. So listening and hearing people about how things can be done. And my final learning was be open to new ideas.
Mm.
I think, you know, the opportunity to have two new developments in 30 years on the island, a new ferry operator, you know, significant funding from state and Commonwealth government, and then being able to pivot in and become a quarantine facility for West Australians was, you know, really showed me that when you've got a great organisation, much can be achieved.
Indeed. Homelessness, it's an issue that has plagued the city for the past couple of months, if not years. What's your take on the situation currently and the fact that some of the Lord Mayors would like to come in to really fix the issue either by force or by virtue and basically make sure that we are leading the charge in how to almost cure homelessness around Australia? What's your take? Because I guess you're on the front line of this right now.
Yes, and I've also taken the opportunity to really participate in what the city is actually doing to support homelessness and rough sleepers. And again, this is a state issue, but like most really important things, it needs collaboration. And I'm so pleased to see that the city does work so very closely with service providers, state government, and people on the ground, because I think what I really think is good about this debate and discussion is that it's bringing it to everyone's attention, and there is such a groundswell of goodwill and enthusiasm to do something and really make a difference. So I am really excited to be part of something that could make that difference.
For sure. What a business. Have you decided to, whilst you've been in the role, have you been wandering around the city chatting to residents and to business owners and things like that? What are you hearing on the ground about how they're feeling? Obviously, COVID is one specific area that is probably completely out of your realm, but how are they feeling about, the future of the city of Perth?
Well, do you know, recently I went to a function, Reignite Perth, and I was so impressed because everyone in the room there was a palpable emotion about loving our city. Mm. And I felt that maybe it was sometimes when things aren't so good, that's what actually reminds you of what we cherish the most. And really, everyone in that room was so committed to improving the city, making it an exemplar across the nation and beyond. And so really an opportunity for us all to talk it up, to know how good we have it, and to actually do something positive. So my assessment from the businesses, and really everyone is feeling the pain, so that obviously needs to be acknowledged. But I think the goodwill and the enthusiasm is what we need to tap into, and that's what will see us through this really challenging period.
Do you think it's time just to be completely fearless and throw out the rule book when it comes to things like the way that we conduct our city? We just have to, whatever idea comes up, you just have to give it some credence and see if it's got any legs?
Oh, I love being a little bit provocative. And but absolutely. I mean, if you do things the same, things will stay the same.
Yeah.
So that was my learning, as I said, from Rottnest is, sometimes you've got to shake it up a little bit. And the potential of this city, and actually even what we have now, is really stellar. So I think, again, being open to all opportunities and to be prepared to really embrace some change is great. Mm. And I think we're ready for it.
Absolutely. I think you will definitely all fall in behind you once that new council and Lord Mayor get there. One final thing I have to bring up with you, Michelle, is that my colleague, Sarah Steger, spends a lot of time in the city. She's a court reporter. She sent a photo yesterday about for City of Perth parking, and there's bays dedicated to females only. Can you describe this for me? Is this a safety measure or because we're just really bad drivers?
Well, I would challenge our really bad driver. Who said that? the female only. Now, that's new to me, and it sounds like a very interesting initiative. So I might have to check that one out and see if I can get some particularly good parking.
Look, do you think that it's probably a safety mechanism to ensure that the women park closer to the exits and entry points of parking bays and things like that?
Possibly, and if so, that's terrific. I have a 17-year-old daughter, and I, always say, give her advice on how to look after her personal safety. Mm. And any initiative that assists people being safe, I think, has to be celebrated and recognised. So, sounds really good.
Speaking of parking, I kind of enjoyed coming into the city during COVID when there was none of those pesky parking inspectors roaming around. Could we see a reduction in paid parking in the city of Perth to encourage more people to come in and enjoy it?
Well, this is something I think the incoming councillors, elected members, will be really wanting to explore. Mm. And these are the levers that can revitalise our city. So again, another reason why we're so excited and really looking forward to the elected members starting, so we can have these conversations and work out how and what we can do to get more people into our city.
For sure. I've just finally, Michelle Reynolds, you are the chief executive for the City of Perth. You've got to give a shout out to one of your favourite coffee shops, restaurants, bars. What are you enjoying in the city at the moment?
Well, I have to say the state building and is pretty impressive.
I would like to live there.
Oh, me too. I wonder. And I have a Telegram coffee in front of me and it's superb.
Lovely. Well, look, we look forward to seeing what you and the new Lord Mayor and the Council get up to in the future. CEO for the City of Perth, Michelle Reynolds, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you.